Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single meals. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have Mr. Symes, and he helped out his neighbor this morning, and she told him she could marry him. He couldn't believe that he had done something nice for someone and then she threatened to ruin his life by being his wife. When the first thing that pops into a man's mind about marriage is that it's the fastest way to ruin his life, you know that women's marriage prospects are over, and they'll probably be single for life. Up next, in case you missed it, here's what Timothy and Zendaya were wearing for the Dune 2 premiere. My only question is, if she farts, does that mean her costume fogs up? Looks to me like Zendaya doesn't have the thighs to fill out those leggings, though. Her costume also looks like a total ripoff of Metropolis. To me, this just looks like a really bad Star Wars cosplay. I never thought I'd ever see a C-3PO glow up. Number three, looks like the CIA's replaced waterboarding with 12-hour lectures on intersectional feminism. That would get me to admit to anything, so I would stop. So therefore, I prefer waterboarding instead. Most of you would probably just give up on the threat of having to undergo such an ordeal. Moving on, apparently here's what happens when AI is asked to create a single mom. It got the kid's teeth right, but not the rest of them. Unless, of course, the kid is going to grow up to be James Bond henchman known as Jaws. But I still think they didn't get the kid's complexion quite right. One of you mentioned that the baby should look something like this. What's this from? It's absolutely hilarious. At least this single mom also has a job, which means she's not as big of a burden on men in society as she could be. Number five, we have a monster of a woman saying that her biggest dream in life is to have 10 daughters, and for each one to go around breaking men's hearts until we end ourselves. I'm sure she'd probably already have 10 daughters if she didn't frequent Planned Parenthood so much. 85% of women these days under the age of 40 are like this. At least she's being honest about it. And one day they'll wonder why they were replaced by robots. Up next, we have an absolute mad lad of a man. He plays a tape of his wife cheating on him during their wedding. I would have done this and filmed the whole thing, and then put it up on YouTube, got tens of millions of views, and made enough money to cover the cost of wedding. Then again, I'd be smart enough to know not to get married in the first place. Plot twist though, this was his fetish and he just wanted to share with everyone. Just kidding. You know, this would be the look on the bride's father's face after the whole ordeal. Number seven is Stefan Molyneux. I really miss him. He used to be on Twitter and YouTube until they kicked him off. 5 years ago, he said that Taylor Griffith is about to turn 30, and that 90% of her eggs are already gone, and that by age 40, 97% of them will be gone. Stefan sounds like he saved many women's lives by pointing this out to them, and maybe that's why he was kicked off of Twitter, because he became a huge threat to feminists. He was unbanned by Elon, though, but he still isn't on here like Trump. Moving on, social media's favorite doctor says that fructose corn syrup is just as healthy as honey. If that's true, then why do bees that come in contact with corn syrup die? That's probably one of the reasons for colony collapse disorder. Plus, a lot of honey out there is fake, and they fill it up with corn syrup. This doctor on social media sure looks credible to me. The elites want you fat, stupid, and sick, and this goes a long way. That's why this story is in the Daily Mail. Number 9, we have another news story, and this one from The Sun is saying that catching an STD could actually be good for you. It was probably written by a woman that has herpes. The Sun doesn't surprise me anymore because they once claimed that werewolves existed. People are so gullible these days. You know that the elites are behind this saying, and then I said that destroying yourself might actually be good for you. Are those Reagan and Bush in the background? Up next, it looks like Megan Fox hits back at trolls who called her unrecognizable. It's not just her face, but also those eyes that look dead inside, like a gray white shark. Looks to me like the only thing she hid was the wall. Badly. Today's trolls tell the truth, which is important in today's woke society. Number 11, we have a glamorous Mississippi art teacher that was arrested for sending inappropriate pictures to her 16-year-old student. I don't get it. Why is she glamorous? If a man had done this, would he be called charming? The more important question to ask is, where was she when I was 16? The kid couldn't keep things to himself and instead bragged to his buddies. There are 4 or 5 stories like this every day. It's an absolute epidemic. Moving on, this is the difference between being a man over 30 and single or a woman over 30 and single. Remember, guys, that Bilbo Baggins was never married. The only place this might not be true is California, where they won't hire you if you're a single male. Instead, they keep all the high-paying jobs for single moms and simps. That is until the AI takes them away shortly. Number 13, here's the difference between the wife of a white billionaire and a black one. I think this is a bad example because she has some talent and probably doesn't have to resort to cultural appropriation, wearing that cowboy hat and having blonde hair like a white woman. Looks like she also might be bleaching her skin to fit in with her famous neighbors. Up next, we have Melissa, and she's a single mom of a king. Well, at least he's an upgrade from a Nigerian prince. Are you guys ready to date her, though? No thanks. I definitely think I'll have to pass up on this offer. What's the cooler in the back for? Is that where they kept the liver and kidneys from their last victim? I mean date. Number 15, a woman that lobbed off her own hand with a circular saw for £1 million worth of insurance money has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. On one hand, that seemed like it was a good idea at first. But on the other hand, wait, there is no other hand, quite literally. Everyone give her a hand for trying to defraud the insurance companies. They're the kings of fraud, so there's usually no way to beat them. Moving on, this has to be the best anti-drug poster I've ever seen. They started off thin in the high life, and then they kept getting the munchies, and now they have muffin tops. Not only did their podcast blow up, but so did they. It looks like Mary Jane is a gateway to obesity more than anything else. It's almost as bad as what happens to the ladies when they go to college, now that they're ready to settle down and find a good man. I also wonder how they can afford to eat so much with this rate of inflation. Number 17, here's one of the latest posters encouraging young soldiers to call out sexual harassment. The guy in the photo looks black because I'm sure that Indians don't have afros. My, how far we've come. Now we have to teach women not to sexually harass the males. Looks to me like she wants that brown D. If the guy in the picture was actually Indian, there's no way that he would push her away. Up next, a woman that fatally shoved an 87-year-old vocal coach to the ground is sentenced to 8.5 years in prison. But she'll probably be out in only half that time. Meanwhile, in Canada, if you say the wrong words that offend someone, you might be spending the rest of your life in prison. I bet you anything, if she wasn't white, then she would only have received probation. They can't even call it murder, but it's actually a fatal shoving. Number 19 is Nicholas, and someone asked if his daughter was single, and that he was looking for a wife. Nicholas said that he was sorry that the gentleman was having a hard time finding a wife, but that his daughter Susie went to college and now got a job. And now she's come back with purple hair, and only now Nicholas is asking the gentleman from before to please date Susie. I think it's a little bit late for that, and I'm sure that Susie is about to enrich her father Nicholas with diverse grandchildren. Moving on is Selena Gomez, and she says that men today confuse having standards with being high maintenance. Actually, we live in a world where high-maintenance women think that that makes them high-value. Well, Selena, are you getting a bit old there? Sounds like the bitterness is starting to bite you in your butt. She hit the wall, so it's customary for her to start spewing out nonsense after that. Number 21, we have a guy that took one for the team. He created this updated feminist frequency graphic at the bottom that more accurately depicts these three hosts, and he lost his Twitter account when he put it out. Anita Sarkeesian is from Toronto. Why is it that the worst social justice warriors and their biggest opponents all seem to come from Canada? What's so special about that country? Up next, Amy Schumer says that her face is puffier than normal due to endometriosis. That's a lot of words to describe obesity. Looks to me like her new diet is the Haagen-Dazs by the pint diet. By saying endometriosis, she's trying to say that she has problems with her reproductive system. It's usually called a yeast infection. Also, she's starting to remind me of my childhood toys. The Cabbage Patch Snatch. Number 23, we have a Lonely Fool star saying that she doesn't understand why men don't date people like her. Why pay full price for what others can see for only $5? What she means is, why don't high-value men want to date her instead of going out and dating younger and less emotionally damaged women that can still bond with them? If you want to know if she's damaged or not, then just look in her eyes. Basically, nobody wants a car with 800,000 miles on it and 100 owners. Moving on, we have Napoleon Dynamite's younger sister, feeling uncomfortable at the gym because older men are ogling her. It's not their fault, though. their eyes are being pulled in by the gravity of her mass. Then again, maybe they're thinking, dear God, please stop walking this way. Lady, they aren't oogling you. They're laughing at you. You probably can't tell the difference. She wants other men to see this and think that she's in high demand. And then one of those guys will then ask her out. But he's got to be rich and at least 6 feet tall to ride this Jigglypuff ride. Number 25 and the last one, Russian hospitals will start treating homosexuality. Meanwhile, I'm sure schools in America will try to make straight students gay to balance things out. But seriously, how will the Russian hospitals do it? Will they provide the services of working girls? Or will the nurses offer up some hands-on therapy? If you know what I mean. That might make them even more gay if Olga, the unibrowed orderly, tries to tug on their testicular strings. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe over at my X account, where I post them ahead of time. Link is below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.